It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Amy Jesperson. She is with the Price City Council, and as many of you have probably heard by now, International Days has been postponed for this year. We're going to talk about what it really, the thought processes that go into it. This is something that is not made lightly. So we're going to talk to Amy and kind of let people know what really everybody was thinking and why they came to this conclusion. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, you know that. Now, it's really one of those things, and it seems like every day something else is getting canceled or postponed or something like that. So everybody was kind of wondering about International Days, and that kind of came out that it's really a sad thing, and it wasn't something that was just, you know, a trigger effect that just happened. And you guys have been thinking about this for a while, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, when did this start? Like March 12th, March 13th. And then just over the last 9 weeks, as we've watched East Carbon and Sunnyside cancel theirs, Schofield cancel theirs, you know, Days of 47. And I was just holding out hope. So I'm the chairperson of the International Days Committee, and we're just holding out hope. And Lane Miller, who's in charge of Culture Connection, both of him and I have just been holding out hope. Like, let's just wait a little longer. Let's see what the health department has to say. Let's see what the governor has to say. You know, we're about to go to yellow. Maybe we can still do something. We didn't want to make a decision too soon before we had all the information. And as everybody knows, this COVID-19 pandemic, just everything changes on a daily basis. And so we didn't want to shoot too soon and then have to, you know, end up having the opportunity to put something on. So we've been just holding out until the last possible minute when we had to make a decision. And so we finally just saw the writing on the wall and had to make that decision based on not only the health concerns for, you know, that are surrounding coronavirus, but also the financial cutbacks that we've had in the city. So with, you know, businesses shutting down and the college shutting down and so many of our Main Street businesses closing for a month and a half, 2 months, our restaurants being affected, that has a direct impact on Price City's revenue through sales tax. So we're being very conscious right now of how we spend money, and International Days comes, you know, a ways down the list of priority spending. So we just didn't feel like we could, in all, you know, good conscience, spend taxpayer dollars on International Days, even if it was scaled back. And there are options to scale it back.
And we talked a little about that off the air, that maybe something will come down and, you know, you'll get a little bit of a celebration, not a big blown out one, but just maybe parts of it.
Yeah. So last Friday, I watched a webinar with people from all around the state. They're mostly bigger communities up north who are still having their city celebrations in one fashion or another. And they have a lot of really good ideas. But they have a staff that puts these on, and International Days is mostly run by volunteers. So to change everything up would be a lot of work and a lot of logistics that would have to happen. So it would be a much more difficult thing than just to have International Days as we normally would.
Right. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it's, you got to take a wait and see approach. And you guys have kind of, you hate to use this phraseology, but you kind of have kicked the can down the road as far as you can before you had to say, you know what, we're probably better off to just not do it this year.
Yeah, we kicked that can to the edge of the cliff and we had to make a decision.
Okay.
We held out as long as we could.
So as of right now, everything to do with International Days is canceled.
Okay. So the golf tournament is canceled, no carnival, no food vendors in the park, no vendors, no parade, no car show. We might be able to do something, and we're still talking about maybe some options during the summer on a weekly basis or something like that. But that, again, that comes down to these volunteers. You know, are they willing to do that to help plan something? We've also had to cut back on, we usually hire seasonal staff during the summer for our parks department, and we haven't been able to do that. So we are basically on a skeleton crew focusing on what has to be done in the city, you know, cemeteries and parks, and we just don't have the personnel to put on a big event at this time.
All right. Amy Jesperson with Price City, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. I know it wasn't an easy decision, but it's a decision that's been made nonetheless. Thank you so much for, you know, all you guys do, and we understand and know how difficult it was.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to add one more thing. Next year, we will come back bigger and better and ready to party. So expect that.
I'm prepared for it now.
There might even be a beer garden, Dave.
Hey, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. All right, Amy, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Okay, now for more information on these interviews, please check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.